From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, July 31st, 2026. Maine Senator Susan Collins says federal immigration officials assured her this week that ICE agents across the country will be issued body cameras by the end of August. Kevin Miller has more.
Collins' office says the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, David Venturella, told her and other senators on Thursday that distribution of additional body cams would begin next week, and the department would prioritize shipments to Maine. Collins said in a statement that ICE officials had told her that, under a new policy, at least one officer must be wearing a body cam during vehicle stops and other enforcement operations. Collins helped to negotiate a Republican budget bill this spring that provided ICE with $20 million for additional body cameras. Yet ICE officers were apparently not wearing body cams when they fatally shot a 25-year-old Colombian man in Biddeford, as well as a Mexican national in Houston earlier this month. Both men were attempting to drive to work when they were killed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Maine's Department of Health and Human Services is releasing $30 million in federal rural health transformation funds to 11 hospitals. As Patty White reports, the funding is intended to boost financial stability.
The department says it analyzed key financial indicators to select hospitals that would benefit the most from the funding. They include several independent hospitals, such as Cary Medical Center and Caribou and Holton Regional Hospital, as well as Maine General and Augusta, and hospitals that are part of the Maine Health and Northern Light Health Systems. The department says hospitals will receive technical assistance to develop strategies to boost financial stability. They have to submit plans to the state by January and implement projects by next August. The Rural Health Transformation Program is distributing $50 billion to states over 5 years. It's intended to help make up for a projected cut of $137 billion in rural Medicaid funding over the next decade under the One Big Beautiful Act. Congress passed the law last year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
New research from Yale University shows interest and concern about global warming is declining in Maine as it becomes less of a focus of the national conversation. Jessica Marlin from Yale's Project on Climate Communication says its 2025 national survey shows a sharp decline in people seeing climate discussed in the media or talked about with family.
People are not hearing about it. They're not talking about it as much. And in fact, that's reached its lowest levels since we've been doing the survey, which is about 17 years now.
In Maine, 68% of people believe global warming is real, and almost 60% say they are worried about it. But fewer than half say they have personally experienced the effects of global warming or believe it will harm them personally. Beginning on Monday, Portland police will increase traffic enforcement in an effort to reduce pedestrian incidents. The department says additional officers will be deployed across the city, particularly where traffic complaints, crashes, and unsafe behaviors have been identified. Police are hoping to limit speeding, distracted driving, and also stop violations and more. The new enforcement is part of the city's Vision Zero initiative aimed at eliminating traffic fatalities and serious injuries. Swiss Air says a lithium battery in a headphone charger was the source of smoke that prompted a flight bound for JFK to divert to Bangor earlier this week. In a written release, the airline says a charging case slipped into a seat and became jammed, and the damage caused it to overheat and produce smoke. Swiss Air is reminding passengers that it prohibited the use of power banks starting this year because of the smoke and fire risk they pose if they're damaged or malfunction. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.